how sure are you about Washington's defense right now? That is the question on Grant and Danny. We'll open up the phones. We got Danny Cannell coming your way in 30 minutes to talk college football, the Heisman race. And I want to talk rookie QBs in year one with him. Caleb Williams, maybe, playing Jaden Daniels this week. Bo Nix and how he's faring. Drake May looks really good in New England. It seems like this class is off to an awesome start. So we will talk to him about that coming up at 5 o'clock here on The Fan. But you answer the question you asked Chick.
Yeah.
Are they just playing better matchups, easier competition, or are they improving?
The easy answer is it's both. But if I got to pick one, I still think it's a matchup thing.
I think that's the segment.
Yeah.
Is you've got to pick one over the other.
Because it's cheating. Because I actually do believe it's both, in fairness.
I'm sure they're playing better.
Yeah.
But they played the Browns with Deshaun Watson and the Panthers with Andy Dalton two of the last three games. Isn't that kind of the whole point?
They've played three good offenses this year. And those three offenses had their way. They were comfortable offenses.
Tampa, Cincy, and Baltimore?
They were unfettered, unchallenged. They were relaxed and comfortable and calm. What would you like to call? It's going to work. Oops, I called the wrong play on the play sheet. Doesn't matter. A lot of forward progress coming. They couldn't stop. Now, in fairness, nobody's really stopped those teams, right? Those are good offenses. So if Washington is faced with a good offense, I think they're as helpless as anybody else, right? So this was my question before the season, and this is one of the few things where you go, this is so much, like everything else with this org, this is even better than I thought. The defense, I don't think, is there. Right, where you got two defensive coaches, a great pedigree, Legion of Boom days, to the work Dan Quinn has turned in over the last several years in Dallas, and his top lieutenant and Joe Witter now taking charge, a number of defensive additions, right? Some upgrades there in theory with the two defensive tackles holdovers. Obviously now Allen is hurt. But you thought this group is going to be improved. How much, I don't know. Because last year they were atrocious. They started off this season pretty atrocious. And they have played a little bit better. I still happen to think if I got to pick one, which is the bigger factor, maybe that's the way to phrase it. The bigger factor is they've played lesser competition.
Well, here's the argument against that they are improving or that they have arrived in some way, that they are now just much better. The Ravens game happened two games ago.
Mm-hmm.
They gave up 484 net yards to Baltimore. They gave up 7.4 yards per play. Baltimore did whatever it wanted. Ran for 176 net. Threw for 308. They didn't really force the Ravens into any bad decisions. In fact, the only turnover for Baltimore in the entire game, if you remember, was on the opening drive, and it was an interception where Lamar Jackson just misfired. He's good for a couple of those where he just threw it too hot, wide of the target, off the hands of his tight end. Mark Andrews batted up into the air. Mikey Sanders still was Johnny on the spot. That was the only takeaway in that entire game. And otherwise, there's not really punts. You didn't get them off the field. They had 37 minutes time of possession. That was two games ago. That was, 10 days ago or whatever it is? So I know that two of the last three games have been much better. But if the option is, well, they're just playing inferior, worse offenses, I think that's the whole answer. We've seen it over the last 3 weeks. You played a bad Cleveland team. You looked good defensively. You played a good Baltimore offense. You looked terrible defensively. You played a really bad Carolina offense. You looked pretty good defensively. I don't know. I mean, the only time I've been ultra impressed, I will say, in terms of baking in quality of opponent and them overachieving, because they were great against the Panthers, but I could see that one coming a little bit. They were awesome against the Browns. Deshaun Watson in that game was one of the five worst quarterbacking performances I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the Arizona game was really good.
That's their most impressive defensive game to me.
So that you got to, they kept Kyler Murray in the pocket. They didn't really let him run around. They got him off the field a bunch. They shut Marvin Harrison Jr. down after the early drive. They gave 14 total points. I thought that was kind of a turning point moment, maybe. And if not for the Ravens game, maybe I would feel differently. But it's hard to unsee the Baltimore game.
Yeah, I mean, again, the real answer to peel back away the segment is they're playing better. They're also playing better opponents. I mean, to me, if I'm tipping the scales as to which one's more important.
Like more favorable opponents.
Well, that's what I meant to say. Sorry. More favorable for them. That's the bigger deal to me. Like, that's the larger factor. And it doesn't take away from the fact that you're seeing improved play, some smarter play, instead of, just saying, let's trot out, Mike Davis and see what happens. Well, they've
all
adjusted.
Right,
now it's different.
Way. Yeah. So it's a two-piece of pizza pie.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a pie that came, and we're splitting it.
Yep.
We're just taking out the little cutter, one half for Grant, one half for Danny, right? What percent do you assign who they're playing, and what percent do you assign that they're better than they were early in the year?
65-35 opponent.
Oh, so it's that big.
It's a big slice. Yeah. Could the improved plays, that's without question. Like, think about week one against Tampa. They didn't tackle very well. Guys like Bobby Wagner are playing better.
Where are they playing a lot better? I think their secondaries come on big time. Not that they fixed anything. I was on a show talking to Bears fans, big like video cast today, and a guy was saying, how would you attack Washington? I was like, how much time do you have?
Do you want to do two
sessions?
Spread it
out, yeah. 11 personnel, get all your receivers. You love your receivers over there. Get them all on the field and let Caleb Williams go to work. But if you think about it, since they made the adjustment in Cincinnati where they went to Sanders still on the outside and they put Noah Igbinoghene in the nickel because they thought that was a better served than Michael Davis didn't work and Emmanuel Forbes, who's fallen out of favor, whatever, did have his first pick this past week. I think Sanders still's been awesome. There's actually a stat I saw via PFF grading. He's been one of the highest graded corners in the entire league the last couple of weeks, and he's playing out of position theoretically. He is supposed to be a nickel. That is what they drafted him to do. That's what they think he is. They don't really want him out wide at corner. That's where he's playing. I think he's done a pretty good job. St. Juste obviously got lit up in the Ravens game over and over, but I think he is, for the most part, again, I say this all the time, he's a number two. They're asking him to be a number one. He matches up well with bigger, more physical guys. That was a Zay Flowers, twitchy, small guy fest where it's going to be a problem, right? So I didn't like that matchup for him anyway. I think he's been getting better as the year goes on. I think Igbinoghene's been okay. That's probably where they've made the biggest strides with the changes they made, and the coaching staff deserves a lot of credit for that.
When they played bad teams, they've pressured much better. Whether that's a comfort thing, whether that's being willing to send Frankie Louvu, or whether that's, you know, getting leads and pinning your ears back, I don't know the answer.
Louvu went off against the Browns, and then he had another field day against the Panthers.
Yeah, those are his two best games. Coincidentally, they're winning those games, and you don't feel confident that that quarterback's going to burn you for doing it. So
the defense was terrible against the Bengals. We said really good against the Cardinals, bad against the Ravens. How do we feel about the Giants? I mean, it's so long ago now, it's week two.
It wasn't terribly impressive, if you recall.
That's a good point.
Right? The Giants moved the ball.
Neighbors did, I think he had 10 for 120 or whatever. But if memory serves, they could not cover Malik Neighbors.
No, they could not.
And Daniel Jones, who was coming off of a game where everyone wanted him benched, ended up being ultra efficient. It was one of his best games of the year.
Yeah, I think that's, if I've got my memory right, I was going to look it up here, but my internet's slow. I think that's the Giants' high point total of the year. Is 21? Have they gone north of that?
I don't know.
It's not that important. But the point is, they Washington didn't stop them. This wasn't a Daniel Jones can't breathe. They're just being mauled and annihilated, which is what you usually see with the Giants.
They beat Seattle. They scored 29.
Oh, they scored 29. There you go. So anyway, yeah, that to me wasn't the banner performance. That was okay, that was nice. Washington at least didn't punt. We didn't know what it was going to portend. We didn't know what this was a harbinger of, but we watched the defense. It was up and down the field, a field goal fest. Neither offense was any good, so they couldn't convert. Now we know in retrospect, hey, actually, that was the beginning of something pretty special with Washington's offense.